everybody back to normal and freedom from the discomfort and difficulty that this agent is giving to your body. Peace to you. May your bodies now become whole. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Peace be to you. And may you now be free from all discomfort and disease.
Well, let's hope that works.
We'll see what happens. I'm perspiring now from head to foot.
You know, I had a strange feeling. I've had a bronchial problem here for the last couple of weeks.
I couldn't
come to work a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So I put my hand right over, you know, the bronchial tree.
Right.
And my hand got fiery hot.
There's a lot of energy being released.
Now, Brad, you have 15 minutes to get rid of that cold. Are you still sniffling? Sniffling has gone away? You know, Brad's really in tune with you tonight, Marcel.
Oh, I think he's a great person, and I'm feeling very close to him. In fact, to all of you there, I was a little concerned about getting on the program with you tonight.
How's that?
Well, I saw a imperfect signal coming through, and I had no way of breaking through at first.
It was an imperfect area code.
That is right. But we're together now.
We did it.
It takes between 5 and 10 minutes for this type of energy transfer to take effect in the physical body. So we'll allow this to flow. And Peter, are you on the other line?
Yes.
Can you give some impressions which you picked up as we were doing this?
Well, I'd like to go back to the rose and the apple. I had no idea what you were going to refer to.
All right.
But my rose was much better than my apple.
Ha-ha.
I think that's because, looking at it from the angle at which we've been working, a rose, you said plant it and watch it grow.
Right.
Now, that is a living force, a living energy.
All right.
And as soon as you said that, I mean, I could visualize without any difficulty whatsoever that grow and bloom and flower. And immediately it flowered, you could smell it profusely.
Right.
Really good. You see, the apple has been picked and it's dormant. But the rose was a natural growing, forming thing. And therefore, I mean, it had a greater impact, I think, and it's registered very much more, very much stronger.
Could you feel the exchange of the energy that I just did now with the audience as we were working?
Oh, very much. Oh, yes, that's very strong.
Did your body perspire as mine did?
Yes, you get very warm, very hot. I'm still holding a crystal in my hand, and it feels as if it's been heated.
Yeah, it's like it being put into an induction furnace.
Yes, it's very hot.
Yeah, my hand got very hot, but I didn't get sweaty.
No, it's a different type of heat.
No,
than
a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. Yeah, it heats up. Parts of your body will perspire, but you don't perspire like you've been running it or exercising by running around the block or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can feel a number of responses, the cooling action that is going on now, and I think some people are getting relief. Can you feel that now?
Well, I got a little note here on my computer from Brad. He said 90% gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
So he's a good subject for you.
Because he was running a temperature.
Right.
His nose was congested, and he had difficulty in speaking clearly.
I know, when he saw me before the show, he looked like death warmed over out there. Now he's ready to go out to the...
Well, he's going to take a good-looking girl out before
that's right.
Tonight is over with.
He's going to go to the disco or someplace,
he
right,
will.
Brad?
He'll swing his heels up now. Oh, that's wonderful. It's so good to be with all of you.
Are we having fun?
I hope so.
Yeah, we are. We'll be right back to Dr. Marcel Vogel and Dr. Peter Guy Manners in just a moment. I'm Bill Jenkins. Line here. He said he's just feeling so much better. I guess he talked to you there, Marcel, right?
Yes, he said it's Almost all gone.
All right. So it's off to the disco instead of into bed with him.
I know. Well, he made a remark, and I'd like to share it with everyone who is listening. He said he wasn't sure whether it was the crystal or not. Well, the crystal is just a piece of quartz, but it has the property which we call piezoelectricity. And piezoelectricity means when you press the thing, you can convert pressure into an electrical field. But that is not the real thing. It is that when you cut it to the shape I have, I can build a field in it much the same as you can build a field in a laser, a crystal laser, and the field coheres, locks together, and you can release it in a discrete, realistic way. The crystal per se has no power. The power comes from your own intention, from your own focus and determination to do something either for yourself or for another person. And as you think, so you are. Energy then follows thought.
Well, when you think, you create. Whenever you think, you create energy, anyway.
And you create energy, and that's my whole focus and research. I'm devoting the rest of my life on this earth plane to the study of this on a scientific basis.
So we do want to make that clear, Marcel. We're not talking about some sort of mysticism here. It is a matter of science and a matter of physics.
That is correct. And I've had a conference all day today with a group of scientists trying to come to a rationale and a understanding and theory of what these forces are. And we have the power to within ourselves to bring ourselves to a basis of well-being and wholeness. That's what I did a few moments ago with all of you. What I projected from myself is a feeling of well-being, a thought of love. The same thing that Christ did 2,000 years ago when people came to him for healing. He just reached out, embraced them, released them from the patterns that they had built around themselves, and he said, go. You are healed.
I'm going to open up the phones right now to those who may want to comment on whether that went through the exercise concerning their respiratory or their colds or whatever that we did about 10 or 15 minutes ago. They should start feeling it.
That's about ready now.
Yeah, and of course, if they did as well as Brad, we're in good shape. Let me, we'll talk to as many of you can here for the next few minutes.
All right.
Let me quickly give you the number, 639-TALK, if you're down in the Compton, Lakewood, Long Beach area. South Bay, you're 679, San Gabriel Valley, 448. Glendale, Pasadena, Burbank, 244. Orange County, 750. San Fernando Valley, 990. 520-TALK for Los Angeles. All numbers end of talk. And we'll get some reactions for those of you that took part in that experiment. If you want to share that with us, whether you did or whether you didn't. So we'll wait for those to come in.
All right.
in just a moment. While we're doing that, though, while we're waiting for everybody to get ready and tell us... we've got one here. We have... who's on the line here?
My name is Joan Charles.
All right, Joan. How'd you do with your cold?
Well, I had a remarkable experience because I've had sniffy nose all week, and all of a sudden it's gone.
Sniffy nose is gone?
Well, the sniffles are gone.
They are gone.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It was really great. Didn't I hear something about you coming in town? Can I see you myself?
You sure can. I'll be there in the 19th. Is that right?
I believe it is the 19th. We had that commercial on just a little bit ago.
And I'll be there in person, and I can give you a big hug.
Terrific. I look forward to that.
That'd be wonderful.
All right, and we'll be going over that again. I'm glad you got rid of the sniffles.
Thanks very much.
All right. How did you do?
Hello?
Yeah.
This is Sal.
All right, Sal.
Hi. Yes, I did extraordinarily well. I at the time that he was talking about the cold, I was flossing my teeth, right?
Uh-huh.
And between one of the teeth on the upper left-hand side, I hit a very, very painful sore gum between them. I didn't even realize I had the problem there. And I says, oh, my God, this is terrible. And just at that point, he started talking about the cold thing. And I says, oh, what the hell, I might as well try it.
You know?
So I put my hand up on the gum area that had just flossed and experience the pain. And I did the whole thing, and afterwards, a reduction immediately occurred, and then after a few more minutes, it's just about totally gone.
Just gone?
Yeah.
All right.
I had one other thing to mention, is that the works of L. Ron Hubbard, the book he wrote called 88008, deals exactly, specifically with what the gentleman, I forget your name, is going to be studying for the rest of his life in terms of energy and science and so forth. 88008 by L. Ron Hubbard.
I have the book.
You have?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, then you know.
All right.
Okay, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And how did you do? We got everything going on.
Hello.
Hello. How did you do now?
Hello.
Yeah, Marcel, you're there? We're Feedback City here tonight, aren't we?
Well, I'm pumping energy into you. Maybe that's...
Maybe that's what it is. Okay. Well, we'll just see what we can do with our phones here in just a second. We're talking to Dr. Marcel Vogel, and we want to talk to more of you that took part in that experiment about your colds or whatever in just a moment.
Hello? Hello?
It's just not working. Well, Marcel, we'll try to figure out what's happening on the phones here in a little bit.
Well, I'd like to expand a bit on what we are really doing with the crystals, would you and the audience be interested?
Mm-hmm.
The crystals are cut by us from natural crystals from Brazil and Arkansas. And they're cut to a four-sided, six-sided, or eight-sided crystal. And they are doubly terminated, which means there are pyramidal forms on the backside and a more highly attenuated pyramidal form on the front side. These crystals are cut and tuned. What I mean by tuned, they're ground and fitted by measuring techniques so that the vibration, the fundamental vibration that the crystal gives out, matches that of water. And we have instrumentation in our laboratory that we can measure these fields. And so the crystal is attuned to water, and that's why when you mentioned colds, it was very powerful in affecting them nasal congestion and sinusitis or sinus troubles. You can tune the vibration of the crystal right into water and then have it being acted on with the fields that we generate.
Well, I had one of the crystals that are made by Sawyers.
Uh-huh.
Just like that for my spa.
Right.
No chlorine.
It's right. Isn't that beautiful?
No chlorine whatsoever, and the water is just as silky as it can be.
That is right. Those people who have crystals also, you hold them over your water or over your food, take a deep breath and focus on the crystal and just pulse your breath, and the food is much more palatable, it tastes better, and is much more readily consumed. And it is this field that I am studying. And the way I do it, I can transfer the energy from the crystal to water, then measure this with a spectral photometer, which means I can see the change in the structuring of that water after the charge has been transferred. We see it in the far ultraviolet, below 2,000 angstrom units. And there is a change in the band structure after I treat the water this way.
There's a change in
pH, electrical conductivity, and the dielectric constant. So we're talking real differential measurement.
It seems to dramatically reduce the surface tension of the water also.
Yes, sir. Very, very much so. There is a tremendous change in the way crystals, I'm talking, precipitate out from solution, either from the tissue salt or from silica itself that is dissolved in the water.
Well, I find it fascinating in that, as you know, in a hot spa, and you have so many people in it
right.
All of the time, the pH remains constant and just exactly the way it should be.
Right, it's a stabilizing force. Well, I'd like to share something with you and the whole audience and to the fascinating experiment I just did this last week. Are you familiar with ley lines?
Yes, indeed.
Well, we were up at Joy Lake, and we located a ley line with the dowsing rod.
Mm-hmm.
And then the group, I had about 52 people in the workshop that was given. Then I took people at will from the group who had never worked with the dowsing rods and had them detect the ley lines, and every one of them got the line exactly the same as I did, so there was no equivocation on that. Then I took a crystal and put it on the ley line. We had locators, and I put the crystal there. And went beyond the crystal, we found no ley lines. The field had been completely attenuated by the crystal.
Changed it altogether?
That's right. And then we went on the other side of the crystal, you know, the preceding part, and then we detected the ley line. And beyond that, the ley line was gone.
Well, that's a good thing to know if you happen to have built your house across the ley line.
That is correct. That's why I'm passing this on to the audience.
Some people may not know what a ley line is. Marcel, do you want to explain it?
Surely. A ley line is a subterranean moving body of water. And when any water moves along a discrete area, the moving body of water produces a magnetic-like field. These fields then are emanating from the surface of the ground up into the atmosphere, and when one walks across those areas, one detects them with dowsing rods, which are either L rods made out of metal or the herringbone type of a detection that one does. So the physical body of ours reacts by a convulsive jerk when one goes across this field. Is an inductive effect, and you get like you've been shocked, and you react to that. And that's called a ley line. Now, animals will detect these and use them as a means to give a much more comfortable birth to their young. They will deliberately choose these ley lines to give birth to their young. Crossing ley lines at a critical angle will produce adverse effects. It will cause discomfort in a home where people have crossing ley lines, and cause even severe mental depression and illness. And in England, where I came from just the early part of this year, dowsers will detect these and use devices to break up the ley lines so they do not affect the homes of people.
You certainly don't want to build a home across one if you can help it.
Not one bit. But
not too many contractors pay attention to that, though, do they?
Not a bit, and that's why I'm passing it on to the group now. One does not need a finished crystal like I have in my hand now. One can just use the plain crystals they can buy from a rock shop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for their own good, I recommend that people can try this by taking the natural crystals and putting them in four corners of your living room or bedroom.
Yeah.
And you feel the area quiet down, and the area has a much better sense of tranquility and peace.
All right, we're going to take a break for the news right here, Marcel, but we'll be right back at 4 Hour 3 of Open Mind. Come on in here.
Subscribe to it. It is $25 for a 2-year subscription. And I give experiments each month that people can, every other month, rather, that they can do, and we interact and communicate with them with what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This one that's coming up will be how to be more creative in your work, how to use crystals to amplify the creative faculties of an individual. And I guess they could write in either to you if they're interested, or they could come and send it directly to us.
Well, what's your address there? Let them send it to you. And
my address is 1725 Little Orchard Street, Unit C in San Jose, California. 95125. Now, I'd like to mention the field, the energy that we release into the crystal is almost identical to what one does in metal bending, or the bending of various metal objects.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you recall the last time we did this over the air, and I was wondering if you or the group would like to have another go at that.
To do a little little spoon bending?
Yes.
I don't know why not. I don't have a spoon. I would like to. Too bad, because I failed on that one last time.
Yes, but we had this wonderful young boy, if you recall, who not only bent the spoon for his with his girlfriend, but when he got home and opened the drawer of his mother's kitchen, there was a whole mass of bent kitchen cutlery. And he wrote me this most wonderful letter, and I was wondering if he ever made amends to his mother.
His mother may be looking for you, Marcel.
Oh, yeah, but
yeah.
The same field that we release when we think in a loving and thoughtful way towards our fellow man.
All right, let's conduct that experiment. Go get a spoon.
Have people get any cutlery, a spoon, tablespoon?
What about a key?
Key is even equal so. Be sure you get a key that you are not too concerned with, because you wouldn't be able to use it after that.
Well, there goes that. I use all the keys I've got.
We sit down and we'll communicate together.
All right.
Now, I just got to the mail. I bought from the East-West bookstore a book written by Professor Halstead on the metal benders.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole book devoted to this and to the understanding and the theory that goes into the bending of metals, and the studies that this professor has done. He's at Birkbeck University in England. I had the privilege of meeting him at a evening festivity, and we spent many hours talking together on some of the ideas and theories that he has put together. Many young people can do this metal bending without physical contact with the metal object itself. They're put in remote locations, and they focus on it, and they have strain gauges attached to the metal, and the strain gauge shows a microwave-like oscillation. And when they put it into a plastic container and they leave one end open, the object will bend, but when they totally seal it, the object does not bend. And so there is some form of a oscillation that we release with our mind, and it is like a very high frequency sound wave. We can pick it up in piezoelectric transducers. The book is quite explicit in showing the frequencies that they pick up.
Well, we have some of our physicists we talk to on the show that think that perhaps there is a scalar pulsed wave in there.
That's correct. And these vibrations become very, very intense. So what I'm going to do is to help everybody who is listening to get their fields revved up so they can get the power base going, that they can bend this at will. And what I find is most conducive is that when you try hard, nothing happens. But if you put your intention in your mind that I'm going to bend this metal and it's going to be like rubber, you draw your breath in, you build the image in the object you want to deal with to do this, let your breath out and think the word bend, 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 and suddenly the thing lets go and starts bending. So let us all do this.
All right, everybody should have their spoons by now.
Right, and just take and rub your spoon back and forth.
I've got a key.
And just rub it, continue rubbing, and become one with the object you're trying to bend. Now I'm going to project a field to all of you. Great, big, loving field. Dr. Manners is with me with his crystal, so we're both beaming to all of you at this time.
There goes my back again.
I know it. Well, I can see it to you now. Now breathe in, Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in this time. Hold your breath. Visualize the metal bending. Focus your mind on that now and bend, bend, bend it. Now start to bend it in any shape you want. Just make it into a loop. Any fancy shape. And write and let us know what you've accomplished.
Marcel, I've got news for you. I put down my crystal and picked up one of your spoons, and I wrecked it.
You have.
you wrecked.
You did it.
You wrecked some of Marcel's spoons.
So one of my spoons is now history, and we'll go into our museum.
You're going to be one spoon short.
Well, I'm checking this key. I felt that it was bending, but if it did, it was the slightest kind of bend.
Well, there is also very exciting. You get the bend, you put it down, they continue to bend spontaneously.
I saw that with Greta Woodrue.
Right.
Well, she shrinks them now.
She shrinks them?
Yeah, I don't know how she's doing that.
Yeah, isn't she a character?
She's incredible.
Yeah, I have one of her forks that she bent for me.
Yeah, I have, two or three there at the house that she did. And not only did after she bent it, then she just looked at it and motioned with her finger, and the bent head then went sideways.
Yeah, it goes kink like in the kink.
Yeah. Well, I failed with the key. But let's see if we have any spoon benders out there.
Let's see if we can give additional marks of accolade to any of the spoon benders in the family now.
All right, so the spoon benders, why don't you check in with us here? Let me quickly, all the numbers end at TALK, 520-TALK, 990-TALK, 750 if you're in the Orange County area, Burbank, Glendale, or Pasadena, 244. I want to hear about those bent spoons. Down in the South Bay, 679, and in the Long Beach, San Pedro, Paramount area, 639, and we'll get to as many of you as possible. And see what we can do with, let's see if we've done it. I hope you did better. Of course, maybe this is an unbendable key that I had, Marcel.
Oh, it'll let go.
Well, I'll just keep working on it there.
Yeah, you just keep rubbing it, and then you realize, and it suddenly lets go and just gets like putty.
Well, I've seen it done. Uri Geller took a key I was holding in my hand, and he just touched it, and it bent right over, and poor Joyce Coleman couldn't get into her office because we used her key.
I know it.
For that particular purpose.
What is Uri Geller doing now? Do you have any idea?
You know, I haven't heard from Uri in some time, but he's back on the East Coast, I understand. Yes. Here we've got some calls coming in. Hello. How'd you do with your spoon?
Hello.
Yes. Hello. There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Kay. My spoon bent. I can't believe it.
It did bend.
Yes, it sure did.
How big a bend did you get in it?
Oh, it, quite a bit. I know I'm going to have to use it for something special.
Well, why don't you just save it, you know, and frame it. Say, this is what happens when you listen to the Open Mind Show.
Well, that's a good idea.
When Dr. Vogel is on, you're going to check the spoons in your drawer there. Hope you didn't bend the rest of them.
I hope not either.
Okay.
No, no. Okay, thanks a lot, Bill.
Isn't that fascinating?
Oh, it sure is.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay.
And how did you do on your spoons? You're on.
Hello?
Yeah. We're having a little bit of phone trouble here tonight. It's all that energy you're sending up. Are you on with us there, number nine?
Hello? What are you doing to your phone line?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you on?
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, I was wondering what's
happening. Oh, amazing. Yeah, this is Edson, and I enjoyed the show very much this evening, and my spoon is still bending right here in front of me right now.
It's bending in front of you?
Yes.
Still going?
Yes. In fact, it was a little crooked to begin with. Now it's straightening out. So, could I ask something about the camera?
Do you want to hang on there, Edson? We want to talk about the cameras. Let's check on the spoon benders there just for a little bit. We'll put you on... Brad, put Edson on hold, and we'll go to other spoon benders and see how they're doing, if we can find one. We do have a lot of questions they want to know about some of the other things. What are some of the other spoon bending numbers, Brad? We've got two that's done it.
And so far, how did you do with your spoon now?
Oh, this is Bill Jenkins?
Yes, it is, huh?
Yeah, I bent my my spoon. I can't believe it.
You did it, huh?
Yes.
You just did it.
You just bent your spoon.
My body was seemed like it was hot all over me.
Uh-huh. Well, should you get hot like that, Marcel?
Sure.
All right.
There's an inductive heating that goes on.
Okay, that's 3 out of 3 so far. Thank you very much, Anne, for checking in with us. And how'd you do on yours? You're on.
Hello?
Yes, huh? Who's on the line now?
Hello?
Yeah, there you are.
Oh.
I don't have your name, so that's okay. I'm just kind of flitting to the spoon vendors. Did you bend your spoon tonight?
Yeah, I did. It was just amazing. I was just, you know, I really was kind of skeptical, and I didn't know if it was going to work, and it just, I mean, it just went right over.
So what are you going to do with that spoon?
I don't know. I can't eat my yogurt with it anymore.
No, you can't. Well, why don't you frame that and say, look, I did that with my mind.
I guess I better.